As promised, we're joined right now by the head football coach at Oklahoma. He is entering his third season as Sooners head coach, the 2018 Big 12 Coach of the Year. He led the Sooners to a Big 12 title and a spot in the college football playoff in each of his first two seasons. Oklahoma has won the last two Heisman trophies. They open up their season against Houston August 31st. Lincoln Riley is my guest. Lincoln, so good to have you back. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, Jim. Thanks for having me back on.
Great to have you back on. So you had your spring game last Friday night. Let me start right there. You've got the draft coming up next Thursday. How are things for you and around the program right now?
Just a ton of momentum, you know, just I think off the last several seasons, the success that this program has been able to have, and then I think also just a really, you know, an excitement that the best is yet to come. I think everybody within these walls feel that right now, and so that's it's just a great time. It really is. A lot of excitement around our new team here and the opportunities that they have in front of them and in front of us. And so, it's a beautiful time to be an Oklahoma Sooner.
Lincoln Riley joining us. I'll talk about that new team in 1 second. Let me get your thoughts on Kyler Murray. He's faced a lot of scrutiny ever since he announced his intent to play in the NFL. Lincoln, as somebody who's his coach and somebody who cares about him, what do you make of that scrutiny and how he's handled it?
It's part of the process. You know, we went through a lot of this with Baker and several of the other guys that we've had and, you know, in similar positions that have been high-profile guys and high draft picks and great players and all of that. And so it's, listen, it's part of what you got to handle. You know, Kyler's, you know, grown up around scrutiny. He's been used to it. He's been in the public eye from a very, you know, for a very long time. He was in it at a very, very young age. And so he handles it well. I mean, he doesn't let it affect him. He's a very focused, very mature guy. And I know he's excited about this week, as he should. I mean, what a tremendous accomplishment. You talk about, I mean, athletically, really to sit back and think about this. A guy that could go in the first round and most likely the top 10 of two major league drafts, two professional drafts. I mean, it's remarkable. And so he's earned it. He's got a great family behind him supporting him. And I'm really, really excited here for next Thursday.
Lincoln Riley is the head football coach at Oklahoma. You know, the thinking had been that he had been drafted by the A's last summer. He was going to play a year of football, then go play pro baseball. If we go back to this time last year, Murray was looking to replace Baker Mayfield. At this time last year, I know you saw potential in him, but did you know how good he could be?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to quantify a little bit. I knew he could be really good. I mean, there's, you know, just, you know, within the program, people that had seen him worked the previous years, had seen his skill set. There was no question he could be really good. Now, you know, it's still got to translate, and you still got to go out there and do it, which he did. But I felt like the whole time that he could play in the NFL. Now, was he going to get an opportunity that could match what he had baseball-wise? Was he, you know, was that deep down what he wanted to do? I mean, those were things I think that he was still working through himself and things that none of us knew. But, it's kind of awesome to see how it's all unfolded. And, again, I'm happy the guys, more than anything, throughout this whole process, wherever he gets drafted, whatever happens, like he deep down is just all in on football. He wants to be an NFL quarterback, and he's done with everything else. And so it's to see him get that opportunity is pretty cool.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, Lincoln Riley, my guest, because some NFL teams don't love it if a guy's got a potential backup plan. So what would you say to a team that might wonder if Kyler is all in on football?
I mean, the guy gave up, and I know it's been reported and it's not accurate, but what the guy gave up to play, to just enter the draft and to push baseball out of his life forever is remarkable. Most people wouldn't have done it. Most people wouldn't even have considered it. And he did it. And he put it all on the line for football. I mean, even just by playing this year. I mean, the guy risked everything. And but to him, it wasn't that. To him, it's I'm getting the chance to play the sport that I love and I'm the most passionate about. And that's where this thing lies. The kid is all in on football. His baseball days are over. He's going to be an NFL quarterback, and he's going to be a damn good one.
Lincoln Riley, my guest. All right, so it'd be one thing if you only had Murray in the draft, but you don't. Let me ask you about wide receiver Marquise Brown. He's coming off a foot injury, but is still expected to go early. What is the team getting when they draft Marquise Brown?
You're getting a game changer. I mean, you're getting a guy with his speed, his skill set, that absolutely changes the game. He changes how people can defend you, gives you so many opportunities as an offensive coordinator to build so many things around his speed, and so he's a special player. There's no question. His best ball's ahead of him. So you're getting a great person, a dynamic player, and a guy that is rapidly improving.
Now you also have Cody Ford. He's got a ton of versatility on the offensive line, and I know that you and Cody had a conversation before he entered the draft, and you knew, Lincoln, that if you advised him to stay, he would have stayed. So how did you go about handling that particular conversation?
Just by being honest. I mean, guys like Cody, I mean, they've earned that. I mean, they've earned the way he worked, the way he handled everything in this program. He's absolutely earned the right to do what he wants to do. And we always just try to give our guys an honest opinion. And for him, having a chance to go be a first-round pick, I mean, unless the guy just absolutely doesn't want to do it, man, I'll pack their bags for him. I mean, this was a life-changing opportunity for him, for his family. And I'm proud of him, man. Those are fun conversations to have in this office. I promise you that.
We're talking to Lincoln Riley. So obviously, I mean, you've got all these great things that are happening coming up, but you can't do a victory lap right now because you got to get ready for the next season. What do you make of what you've seen from your team in spring practices?
Yeah, excited about them. It's definitely a different vibe around here. I mean, new defensive staff, a lot of new players, a lot of new players, especially offensively, at the offensive line position, the quarterback position, some really new, young, exciting players that we've recruited that are, going to be a big part of the future of Oklahoma football. So, yeah, it's fun. I mean, the team feels like it's kind of on a mission, like they're kind of out to prove themselves. There's been so many big names and so many great victories here over the last few years that this team's eager to, I think, live up to the Oklahoma standard, but also, make their own name, and they've got some pretty big goals.
Got a few more moments with Lincoln Riley. Obviously, one of the challenges you're facing is to replace a Heisman-winning quarterback for the second straight year, but Jalen Hurts has arrived from Alabama in the offseason. What's it been like to work with him so far?
He's a neat kid, man. A lot of maturity. He's had a unique experience, really, his entire college career. You could write a book on it, and all that he's been through. But he's in a great place. I mean, I think he really has enjoyed being here. I think he's been good for us and this team. I think our approach and both kind of on the field and off the field has been good for him as well. So, he's done a great job getting to know his teammates, learning our system. Just continues to get better and better. So we're certainly excited to have him and excited that things worked out the way they did.
We're talking Sooner football with Lincoln Riley. Before you go, one of the phrases that you use around the program is OU DNA. How would you describe that? And is it something that you can teach, or do guys have to have that when they come in?
That's definitely something that we look to recruit, but then I think we develop it. And I think it's just a mindset and mentality to be the very best. And I think it's trying to develop with these guys in a world that is so focused on the individuals and individuals' accomplishment that, we've tried to really, push the team aspect and push, caring about one another and push, the importance of, this is one of the great programs in history, and part of our responsibility you need to feel is by, continuing that and maintaining and furthering that. So if you do things for others, then all the individual goals that we want you to have, those will take care of themselves, and you got to have the work ethic and the mindset to go do it. And so, yeah, we certainly try to recruit it, but then we do a lot of things to develop it, and, thankful to all the coaches and players that have been here before that have already instilled that in this program, and we're trying just to carry on that legacy.
Lincoln, I got about a minute. Help me with this. I mean, you're entering your third year. You haven't even hit the second anniversary of being named head coach, but talking to you right now especially, it feels like you've been there 30 years. I mean, it's a whirlwind, and it seems like it's no big deal at all. How have you managed to make this seem so normal?
Man, Jim, it's having great people around you. I was getting to come in here and coach under Bob Stoops and learn so much from him and having still the support of him. Coach Switzer, one of the best ADs in the country, Joe Castiglione. I mean, you gotta you got everything you need here to be successful. And we got a tremendous staff that man keeps me from screwing things up, you know, that covers up any weaknesses that we have, and just, you know, that really, really works hard and works well together. So it's just it's a great place with a lot of great history, great people, and we've got high expectations. So when good things happen in our program, it's expected. It's not a surprise, and we continue to work to try to not be satisfied and continue to further those. So when you do it well at a place like this, then, you know, there's you know, that's what's fun about it. There's nothing that you can't accomplish.
He is the head football coach at Oklahoma. Oklahoma has won the last two Heisman trophies. They open up their season against Houston on August 31st. Head coach Lincoln Riley. Lincoln, thanks so much. I really appreciate you and the conversation.
Of course, Jim. Thanks again.
Thank you very much, Lincoln Riley. I mean, sincerely, he's starting his third year. He sounds like somebody who's been there 20 years and has just been ripping off national championships and could be and will be if he wants.